Now we're going on out to William Galston, former policy advisor to President Clinton. He's an expert on political campaigns and elections. Mr. Galston, Dr. Galston, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So why is Mr. Trump winning the war on political correctness?
Well, I wouldn't say that he's necessarily winning the war, but he has certainly elevated the issue. And I think he's getting some resonance on the issue for a mixture of good and bad reasons. The good reasons, I think, include what's been going on a number of college campuses where where restraints of various sorts of speech and behavior have apparently gone beyond reasonable limits.
And therefore people are what, sort of outraged by that, and Trump is tapping into it?
Well, I can tell you that a lot of, I'm a Democrat, and a former college professor, now a researcher at the Brookings Institution, and a lot of people that I talk with, people like me, just think that on college campuses especially, things have gone too far. But I would distinguish that from some of the changes that have occurred in American society in recent decades. I am old enough to remember a time when racial and ethnic slurs in public were routine, and they were used to put other people down and keep them down.
Yeah, but that's gone.
And I don't think, that the negative epithet of political correctness ought to be applied to changes of that sort.
All right. And so what shall we call this excess on college campus?
Well, you can call it anything you want.
Okay, political correctness.
But
I think that's what sticks.
But my concern, frankly, is that while it's proper to draw a line between necessary changes in speech and behavior on the one hand and ridiculous and counterproductive on the other, it's very important to preserve that line. And my complaint about Mr. Trump is that he hasn't been very scrupulous about preserving it, and some of his remarks about, for example, Mexicans coming across the border, I think I've crossed the line going in the wrong direction.
Okay, let's sort of look at that as a case example, because people then say he's a racist. So how should he have phrased that? There are people, individuals, that are citizens of some other country below southern to this country, that cross in illegally, and are a concern to people in terms of their economic. Their own economic well-being.
Well,
so what do we call those people?
Once again, you can call them whatever you want.
Mexicans.
Let's call them Mexicans.
All right, so they're Mexicans crossing the border.
I have never shied away from the phrase illegal alien.
Hold on a second. So they're Mexicans crossing the border, which is what you said he said. Mexican crossing the border. So why is that racist?
I didn't say it was. What I said was that his characterization of the people crossing the border as nearly all criminals, and at the end he added, and I assume some good people, but he clearly didn't mean to suggest that there were very many. And so he meant to suggest, that the character and conduct of the people crossing the border was essentially criminal.
It is, right? They are criminals. They're illegally here. You said they're illegal immigrants.
I didn't say that they'd followed the law in every respect, but they are.
Hold a second.
Not in the main violent criminals.
We didn't talk about violent criminals. We talked about criminals.
Are we having a debate?
A little bit. Because I'm generally in your camp. I totally agree with you. We need to scrupulously maintain the progress. Because I'm sympathetic to progressive ideas. I very much so. But we have gone so crazy.
We're agreed on the fundamentals.
Yes.
And the question of how one handles particular details is that is always going to be difficult. But I can tell you this, that if you don't think that Donald Trump went over some important line in his characterization, in his initial characterization of Mexicans crossing the border, then we have a real disagreement.